Ever feel like running a family business is like you're sailing in uncharted waters? You need a crew, but not just any crew, a seasoned one to help you chart that course. That's where advisory boards come into play. And we're not talking about those boards that just rubber stamp everything. Oh no, we're diving deep into the kind that can seriously power up your business.
You hit the nail on the head. So many family businesses, maybe even the one you're part of, they're missing out on this powerhouse.
Big time. And to guide us on this deep dive, we've got Ralph Comore. And let me tell you, this isn't just some consultant with the same old song and dance.
Oh, absolutely not.
This is the guy, they call him Sales Captain, earned that nickname. Won awards for, get this, steering digital transformations.
Impressive.
And he actually sits on boards himself.
He's in the thick of it, not just theorizing from the sidelines. That's key.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one of the things he's really emphasizes is just having a board, like checking a box.
Right.
Not enough.
Not even close. It's like the difference between, let's say, a well-oiled machine and a rusty old bicycle.
Totally.
You want that board to be firing on all cylinders.
He actually made this comparison to healthcare, which I thought was so smart.
Oh, how so?
He said waiting till a crisis hits to form a board, it's like, opting for emergency surgery when things are already really bad.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You want to be building that foundation, that success early on, more like preventative care for your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Makes you think, doesn't it? Especially with, the next generation getting ready to maybe take charge. A board can be that bridge, ensuring everything goes smoothly.
Absolutely.
And that's where Comore gets really specific, Forget about that old boys club mentality.
Yeah.
Diversity, he says, non-negotiable. And he means it.
Yeah, it's not just about, having the token woman there or someone from a different generation just for show.
Exactly.
He actually told this story, really stuck with me. He was on a board and they were like this close to giving the green light to a massive investment in a new product line.
Oh, wow. Big decision.
Huge. And it was all but decided until one board member, she was, I think, the only woman on the board at the time, her background, market research.
Interesting.
Completely different from everyone else's. She spoke up.
Good for her. What did she say?
She basically said, "Hold on, guys." She pointed out that the target market, the people they were going after, they had really, really low brand loyalty in that specific product category.
Ah, so a key insight that could have been completely missed.
Missed completely. And the rest of the board, similar background, kind of blinders on.
Tunnel vision.
They ended up, because of her, taking a deep dive into her findings, and long story short, scrapped the product line.
Wow. Dodged a bullet there.
It would have been a disaster.
Yeah.
It would have been really, really bad. And I think that really highlights that power of having that outside perspective.
Oh, 100%. You just won't get that from a group of people who are all on the same wavelength, thinking the same
It's
way.
like an echo chamber, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But even with all those diverse voices, those different perspectives, Comer's point is it's just the first step.
Okay, so what's next?
You have to define their power. What can they actually do?
Give them some teeth.
Yeah, don't just give them a fancy title and a plate of cookies at the meeting.
Right. Welcome to the board.
Here's your participation trophy. No, it's got to be real.
It's about giving them, I don't know, a voice at the table that actually matters.
Exactly. And Comore, he lays out this whole spectrum of authority. You've got purely advising on one end, and then it goes all the way to like almost overseeing the big decisions.
Wow, so real power.
Right. So you got to think, should they have a say on like major investments? Can they step in if the family wants to bring someone new onto the team? Those are some big questions you really need to iron out right from the get-go.
Yeah, you don't want to end up in that awkward situation, right? Where the board's like, "Hey, are we just here to rubber stamp things? We thought we were supposed to actually contribute."
Exactly. But on the flip side, you don't want to give up all control either. It's all about finding that balance. What works for the family, what works for the business, got to tailor it.
Makes total sense. Now, remember that eye test study we mentioned? The one that found a whopping 80% of family businesses already have boards.
Yeah, I was surprised by that, honestly.
Me too. 80%. That's a lot.
But here's the thing, that also means there's this whole 20% out there. Family businesses may be facing some serious hurdles, and they don't have that strategic backup a board can provide.
It's like they're missing a vital piece of the puzzle.
And especially now, right? When you've got digital stuff everywhere, AI coming into play, you need those voices on board, people who get it.
You wouldn't hire a plumber to rewire your house.
All right.
So why rely on, like, just family or those advisors who've been around forever if they're not up on the latest, greatest tech.
It's about bringing in the specialists, future-proofing, you know, making sure you're not stuck in the past.
It's like that saying, adapt or die. But in this case, it's adapt or get left behind.
100%. But, and this is a big but, even with all the right people, the experts, the tech gurus, Comer says it's still not enough. He's a big believer in what he calls team fit.
Team fit. Okay, now we're talking about vibes. Is this like a personality test for the boardroom?
Kind of. It's like, yeah, you can have the smartest people in the room, right? Your board's full of all-stars, but...
But if they don't mesh?
If they can't work together, if they can't be honest with each other, if they're not willing to, you know, challenge each other respectfully, it's not going to work.
It's like building a championship basketball team, right? You need the point guard, the shooting guard, the center, all those different talents, and they got to work as a unit.
That's the idea. And you'd be surprised how many people miss this. They get so caught up in finding the big names, the flashy resumes. They forget that teamwork, that dynamic. That's what makes a board truly high performing.
It's true. I mean, we always hear about teamwork making or breaking a sports team, but it's so true for a board too, especially with, you know, all the dynamics of a family business in the mix.
No doubt. And this actually leads right into Comer's 75% rule. Ready for this? He says at least 3/4 of every single board meeting should be about strategy.
Whoa. So we're talking big picture stuff here. Sure. No getting bogged down in the day-to-day weeds.
Exactly. It's way too easy to get stuck in those weeds when you're running a family business. All those operational details.
Yeah. You're gonna.
But the board, that should be the place where you like zoom out. You know, ask those big, important questions. What are our goals? Where are we headed in the long run? Are we ready for what's coming next?
It's like that 30,000 foot view you always hear about, which, let's be honest, a lot of businesses, families especially, they don't do enough of. So let's bring it all home for our listeners, right? Let's say you're thinking of bringing the next generation into your business.
Big step.
Big step. A strategic board. Invaluable for that kind of transition.
Totally. Or maybe you've already got a board, right? This is a good time to ask yourself, are they set up for real success the way Comer is talking about? Are they diverse? Do they have the power to make big decisions? And are they actually spending most of their time on strategy, those high-level discussions?
Good questions to ask, because Comer, he's all about resulting, not just consulting, meaning he wants boards to make things happen, not just share their opinions.
Right, have a real impact.
Exactly. And he leaves us with this question, which is, I think, it's kind of a powerful one to sit with. If your board just vanished tomorrow, poof, gone, what would happen? Would you even notice?
Would it be business as usual, or would you be panicking, scrambling to get them back? Because you know you need their guidance, that's the real test.
Yep. That is the test. It really highlights the difference between a board that's just for show, checking a box, and one that's truly a partner, helping your family business, you know, navigate everything and actually thrive.
Absolutely. It's about having that team in your corner, helping you chart that course, reach those goals, and make sure your legacy is in good hands.
Because at the end of the day, running a family business, it's not just about today, right? It's about building something that lasts, something you could be proud to pass on. So as you navigate those, well, sometimes choppy waters, remember, you don't have to do it alone. Building that truly effective board could be the game changer your business needs.